You're listening to the Zabe Smart Mortgage Podcast, a podcast show that inspires and educates you about the lending process, what trends we're seeing, how to get the best rate, and so much more. Hosted by Fidel Dorado, team leader for the Fidel Dorado team at Zabe Mortgage Group. Fidel has helped hundreds of people with their mortgages, and now he wants to help you become mortgage smart.
All right, Hector, so welcome back. And another episode here, and today we want to talk about what is this market that we're experiencing right now, right? In the real estate market, mortgage rates, what we're going through, what we've gone through over the last year and a half, and, you know, 2022 fast upon us. So what is that going to be like, right? So what do you feel? I mean, we've been, you know, ever since the pandemic started, and how, you know, this craziness as far as people buying or refinancing and things like that. So what do you think, man? What's been going on?
Well, things have been moving. There's you know, that's obvious. I don't know. As far as what, you know, the market is going to do next year, being that we've kind of somewhat bent the previous data, all the data, the cyclical data over that tends to happen in our real estate market.
Yeah.
We've bent that data. It's somewhat of an anomaly that we're in, you know. The pandemic had created this like super hyper activity in the market, and it had this reverse effect of what we thought it was going to do. You know, we kind of all thought it was still going to suppress things were going to taper off,
Things
were going to cool down, everybody starting to get worried and panic, but it just had this like reverse effect, and obviously we've been going through that. But going into 2022, being that the fact that the employment shift as far as remote office space and that type of deal, I feel that we will continue to have a very strong market as far as activity moving of units selling. We definitely will have that, but I think that there may be somewhat of a cooling, and it's a good thing. A cooling to the extent that not that sales will or units will decline in sales, the number of units, but I think we're going to have just a kind of a tapering off of appreciation. Homes are not going to be appreciating as steadily as they were, but they may hold, and that's my prediction, is that things are going to hold, but now buyers are going to have the ability to be more selective, being able to actually buy what they really want and get their foot in the door of a home instead of having to compete against, you know, 10, 20 other buyers for the same home.
So with the softening of prices, do you think that, I mean, what we're seeing right now is, you know, multiple offers. I just had one where I think the listing agent emailed me and said that they had about 40 offers on just this one particular property. Do you think that we're going to be experiencing a lot more of that, still some of that stuff?
Yeah, I feel we definitely are going to be still receiving multiple offers on properties, but it may not be in the amounts that we were used to.
What about the appraisal gap guarantee type things is going on, like offering above what asking price is?
I think that's like a case-by-case basis on a property. Not all homes are the same.
Yeah.
And if there's a gem out there that, you know, we know that it's just a home that we know that folks are going to love, those are the homes that probably people are going to be comfortable doing appraisal gaps, because it's kind of somewhat been already programmed into our thinking as far as in order to secure property, some leverage you can do on your offering, you know, how you present your offer. So that we will see some of that, but I don't feel we'll see so much of it. So we'll start to see some cooling off on that, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing, actually.
Yeah.
It'll allow, you know, people, more families opportunity to get into a home.
Do you think there's going to be more homes available have more people willing to sell, that's going to put more houses out there in the market, give us more inventory? Do you think anything that's going to happen, or do you feel that it's still going to be more of a tightening of?
I think we can use the rental market as a gauge here. What's going on in the rental market is you know, the scarcity of the availability is going to, that somewhat's going to encompass what's happening in the resale market. I'm predicting, I know things may cool off, but it's not going to be what people are expecting. It's not going to be this drastic
like fall, 2008 when like, people say like the market's going to
like
crash.
Like the real estate markets fall from grace type of thing. It's going to be it's going to be just a kind of a cooling off, like more of a sobering effect, you know, hangover effect that people are going to have the after all this hecticness of the market.
Yeah.
It's going to be things are going to just cool off a little bit. I don't think it's going to I don't predict that it's going to be some drastic change. You know, the mortgage industry has changed. The mortgage products that are putting out are healthier products. So other than the fact that there are going to be maybe some little rate changes, unless there's some economic, drastic economic change, I don't foresee a big shift in the real estate market other than some slight like stabilization within the market.
Yeah. So, and what do you think the cause may be of that? I mean, you touched on a little bit on rates and things like that, but so what are the things that you see that are going to cause maybe some of the softening or maybe some of the leveling off?
You know, once rates start to kind of bump up, for example, the buyers that kind of looked into it to buy a home, but they felt they had to hold off, whatever maybe. They possibly got quoted at a certain rate, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You quoted them at a certain rate. Their payment was to be X amount. Now that they came back to you 6 months to a year later, they may be thinking things through twice. You know, now that their payment is going to shift upward, yeah. And they're going to be able to, you know, unfortunately get less for their money. So you may get a lot of that. You know, that usually when there's a slight rate change and you lose leverage with your mortgage, you lose leverage of your buying power. Some kind of people think things over. They think twice about things, and that tends to happen. But there's still a lot of other folks that are just ready to go.
Yeah, and I mean, we talk about this all the time too. Is rates are still historic lows, you know? And even though the Fed announced, you know, last week that they are going to start accelerating the tapering of, you know, mortgage-backed securities, which can cause rates to slightly increase. It's not going to be what people think, where it's going to be,
no.
You know, oh my gosh, it's going to go in from you know, this rate to, you know, a full point and a half more than what it was before. Rates are, again, historic lows, even if they slightly start trending upwards, right?
Yeah.
We got to keep in mind that pre-pandemic, where were the rates at then? And people at that time were still thinking they were, you know, super low. The years prior to that, you know, rates were super low. I've been hearing about rates going up for the last, I don't know how many years in a row, or the market's going to crash for how many years in a row after the 2008 collapse, right? But I just don't see that. Like you mentioned, you know, the mortgage products that are out there are healthy. There's a lot of guidelines in place, a lot of procedures in place to really protect the consumer, the client, the homeowner, and what us lenders have to follow, right? Quality mortgage is out there and things like that. So there's a lot of good stuff that's going to protect the client. But as far as moving into 2022, will there be a slight increase in rates? Yeah, most likely the chances are that there is. You know, the Fed announcing that there's going to be 3 rate hikes next year for the prime rate. And that doesn't really directly affect mortgage rates, right? Mm-hmm. But they've already committed to, you know, the tapering of the mortgage-backed securities, accelerating that earlier than what we was expecting. But again, it's not going to be something that is going to be a drastic change. So, and it's going to be gradual. So, I mean, I still strongly encourage buyers that, when they ask me what is the right time to buy, well, the right time is always now, right? Because there is a true cost of waiting,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what people have to understand. What is that cost of waiting?
Definitely.
You know, with rates going up, for example, you're paying rent during that time. You're not paying into your equity from the moment you own your home by having your forced savings of, you know, making your mortgage payments. So there's a lot of things that go into play that, hey, you know what? You're actually losing money if you don't buy yesterday, for example, right? So do you feel that there's going to be an increase of maybe new construction coming out? Do you see anything with that in the forefront? And how does that help? How does new construction help, or does it help, the sales versus like, you know, inventory and things like that? What do you feel about that?
I feel anything that's adding homes to any community that's helping.
Mm-hmm.
Providing stability to families is obviously helping a community, stay healthy, stay strong. The unfortunate thing is that we still haven't caught up to the demand. We're still behind on you know, housing units.
Yes.
And we need new construction. We need these homes to come in, but that takes time.
Yeah.
You know, from go an initial raw land to having streets and lights and homes in there, it takes years.
Yeah,
it's not something that happens overnight. So unfortunately, we still haven't caught up with the demand, and that's why we're going through what we're going through now.
And not only that, it's just the slowdown in production, right? Mm-hmm. Materials that have been delayed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's causing some construction to go back, be delayed a couple yeah. months and things like that. So, I agree with you 100% that, you know, the more units available to families, the better it is, right? The more options people have and things like that. So, it's not just people, new buyers buying, as far as how it can help, you know, existing inventory of existing sales, is that, you know, not everybody is a first-time buyer that is buying new construction. So you have people that are looking to move up, that are
going to next home.
Exactly, they're looking at next home.
And we do see that quite often. They're in that transitional point in their life where, you know, they have a substantial amount of equity. They bought during a different economic cycle. So they want to shift that equity over to a new asset or whatever it may be. And that's great. That selling that property is buying their next home, and that opens up a home for another family.
Yeah.
So it's
tell a cycle, basically.
And everything is linked together. So, you know, building these new homes is going to be great. Regardless of what the rates do, it's still a great time to make that move, make that decision. When I bought my home, I bought my home, and it was still at that time historically low, and it was 5.5%.
Yeah.
And I remember that time questioning with the fact if I should try to buy the rate down, whatever it may be, and do all these things. But in the end, none of it mattered.
Yeah.
I bought at a time in the cycle of the market where the appreciation over time has surpassed what I've been paying to the bank in interest.
Yeah.
So that's just a little bleep now at this point, you know?
Yeah.
That extra half a point, whatever it is that I was getting hung up on, it didn't matter. If I wouldn't have made that move, I wouldn't, you know, be in that position where I'm at now with it, having the equity that I have in my home.
And that equity helps you, you know, use that as leverage, right? For other projects, other things that you may want to do and things. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit as well with that. But I mean, going into 2022, I mean, I think that, there's always uncertain times, especially right now with, you know, we haven't really, you know, got out of the pandemic thing. We didn't know what's going on, especially with this new variant coming out and things like that. But rates are holding. They're still holding at historic lows. And even with the Fed making this big announcement, even then, I think I was expecting for the rates to go up at least another good quarter of a point, you know, as soon as they made that announcement, but it didn't happen, you know, and they stayed steady.
Yeah.
Maybe in one case, they probably even slightly dipped by an eighth of a point for a brief period of time of a day or whatever it is. But now, you know, they've gone back just reading the charts from what it was over the last couple of days. But like you mentioned, it's a great time. No matter what market it is, if you're if you have the idea of purchasing your home, seller's market, buyer's market, it's a give and take one way or another, right? Whether it's being the price versus the rate, higher price, historically low rate, or maybe if there's a softening in prices, but you know what's going to cause that is maybe just a slight increase in rates, right? It's always a good time to buy, right?
Always. There's always noise, you know. There's always noise. There's noise within, you know, what you're reading on the news, what you're seeing online, what you hear amongst family and friends. But in the end, ultimately, it comes down to where you're at in your cycle of your financial path and your personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
We're all at different points. And if you feel you're ready, your financial blueprint, as you say, is in line with obtaining this goal of ownership, do it. You know, it so long as it aligns with what you're doing.
Yeah.
It has to make sense, obviously.
Exactly. And what do you tell clients that, you know, that we've already pre-approved that we're working with and haven't had that success of finding a home? And it's been several months, and then we're heading into the new year, and it's kind of, okay, well, our rate's going to go up. What's going to happen? So what do you say to someone like that to keep them motivated?
You just have to stay the path. You know, we got to keep at it. We got to stay positive. We got to keep looking. And that's it's aligning yourself with a pro that it's not going to give up on your goal, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to help you achieve what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And our success comes from your success. So it's something that's in unison. You know, if we can work hard for you and keep you going and not allow you to give up on hunting down that that home for your family, allow us to do that for you. We're gonna figure it out for you. So, yeah,
it does. It sometimes it does take a little bit longer than expected, but you mentioned staying the course, sticking with, because opportunities present themselves when they
least expect it. Always.
Yeah. Right? We just had a client call us in yesterday, and they loved a home, but you know they hadn't updated their documents, and I think it's been maybe about 4 or 5, 6 months. And they needed to make that offer, especially in this market right now, right? You have to really just make your offer as soon as possible if you really like the home, right? Or even then, even if you haven't even seen the home, I would suggest, you know, maybe even just making that offer, right? But now they have to really provide us with their updated documents, which they're probably going to do today. We have to review, make sure nothing has changed, you know, update their credit. Yeah. And that's valuable time that they're missing out on, and being able to really, you know, if they really like the house when they go see it, hey, make that offer, the strongest offer as you can, right? And then things change from, you know, things can change from 1 month to the next as far as products available, you know, products becoming a lot easier to work with. They reduced, especially now, you know, that's the one thing that I do want to say is that mortgage products are becoming a lot easier to qualify for. When certain down payment assistance programs required a certain credit score, well, over the last 30, 60 days, we've seen a reduction of what the minimum credit score requirement is.
Oh, really?
They're going from a 660 credit score to now maybe like a 640, and in some cases, 620. So we're starting to see that they're becoming a little bit more flexible as the market is gaining confidence, liquidity's there, and things like that. So we're seeing a lot of these programs that are starting to become a little bit more flexible, a lot more lenient. And so there's a lot of stuff out there that is available. And, you know, making sure that you're staying in contact with your lender, making sure you're staying in contact with your realtor is important, right? Not losing that contact, because things may change that can benefit you, that can put you in a stronger financial standpoint, that have you more of a purchase power. So it's important to keep everything up to date. Again, being prepared for when that opportunity presents itself is key. It's important, right? And so that's one of the things that I always try to preach on to all my clients is 3 P's, right? And you'll hear it over the series of podcasts that we do is the 3 P's, right? Being patient, but being prepared, and being proactive actually as well. So that's the other P there. And we do want to add another P probably here pretty soon, is a little bit of prayer. Right. So, you know, we want to add that here pretty soon as well, too. So but again, you know, 2022, I think it's going to be a great year as well for in the real estate industry, mortgage rates.
Lots of opportunity. I think.
Lots of opportunities. Yeah. Always an opportunity. Yeah. And people just can't fall for all that noise that is out there on, you know, on social media, the news and different things like that. That's going to discourage them. Stick to your game plan. Right. Stick to your game plan. What works for you, as you mentioned. Before you know it, you'll be having keys in hand. And this time next year, you'll be celebrating Christmas, the holidays, New Year's with in your brand new home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be good. I just don't see anything
drastic.
I don't either.
I just see more opportunity. And like I said, possibly less appreciation. There's nothing, you know, going to affect or that should affect the inventory levels quite yet. But I do see a tapering off of the appreciation. But I do see hopefully more new construction coming into play and more resale. Now that things are somewhat stable, better footing, people may feel more prepared to make a move.
Yeah, so I agree. I agree with that. 100% agree with that. I do see that as well.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the new year. I'm sure you are as well. Yeah. And, you know, to help, you know, properly and accurately prepare our clients, advise them, educate them, provide them with all their options, the resources that they need to make that educated decision. And I think that staying the course is important. And I think that it's going to be a good year. So if people are out there, you know, on the fence because they've heard it from family members, the media, online, things like that about, hey, kind of hold off because the market's going to crash. Do the opposite.
Yeah.
Do the opposite. Do yourself a favor and do the opposite. Yeah. So
definitely.
Thanks, Hector. I think it was a good session here as far as a good episode. A lot of good information I think that people need to hear. You know, it's invaluable to have you know, talks like this, right? And you know, we all you know, have our our approach and our thought process of what may happen next year and things like that. And but I, for one, feel that you know, it's going to be an even bigger year next year than what it was in previous years. And people need to understand that there are guidelines, there are procedures in place to protect them in case of, you know, any, which is highly unlikely, you know, drastic changes. But again, Hector, thank you, man. I appreciate you the information you provide, and you know, I look forward to 2022 and working together and getting people into homes.
Likewise. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This has been an episode of the Zabe Smart Mortgage Podcast. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, purchasing your next home, or refinancing, being smart about your mortgage options will save you time and money. Zabe Mortgage Group connects you to the technology, resources, and education to make you mortgage smart. From pre-approval to applying to getting approved and managing your loan, visit zabemortgage.com.